Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I had a podcast interview yesterday. A guest came on my show, Forecast, and I'm not going to disclose their identity because, well, you'll see why in a minute. We're going to talk about them. But look, they had a really strong offering. They had a particular service offering. It was a good offer. It was a strong offer. There was a clear value proposition. They had a good process. The fundamentals were really, really, really strong. But the marketing didn't look very good. When I went to their website before the interview and I checked them out, I wasn't that impressed. It didn't look good. It didn't look polished. It was clearly like just some templated website. Not very good design, not the best copy in the world. It just looked kind of amateur. It didn't look very polished. It looked like somebody just threw the website together and put it up. But here's the thing. They're still getting traction. They're still getting clients. They're still doing good work. Because when a client comes to them and they see the value proposition and it's definitely there and they know that they can help them, then they look past all of that surface clutter. They look past all of that noise and they see the value proposition for what it is. Now, would it be better if they had everything buttoned up and tied down? Obviously, that would be better. But if you had to choose between effective marketing and pretty marketing, choose effective every single day of the week. Because the truth is, we pretty often have to make this trade-off. As small business owners, we have to make this trade-off all the time because there's just not enough time to go around to make everything perfect. Case in point, I am like perpetually dissatisfied with the way the images for my podcast episodes look. It's just been one of those nagging problems in the back of my mind. And we've made little tweaks to it over time with Forecast. This show, of course, is relatively new and I'm still dissatisfied, but we're tweaking as we go. And that's just an example, the images. And there are other issues as well that frustrate me. But you know what? A couple of years ago, I would have let those little tweaks and those little problems and those little imperfections hold me back from publishing at all. I wouldn't have published anything until it was absolutely perfect or damn well near perfect. And that would have been a huge mistake. And I've done that before. Another good example is the recordings I do for my car on this show, which if you've been listening, you probably heard the difference between this recording, which is in my office with a professional microphone, and the recording in my car with my smartphone and a lav mic. There's a big difference. Now, granted, my audio editor does a pretty good job of editing out the background noise, but the sound quality definitely is not, it leaves a lot to be desired. But that's okay, because this podcast is not about being pretty. It's not at all about being pretty. It's about getting a message out there every single day and getting it in your hands. So I'm okay with the imperfections. I'm certainly more particular about audio quality on Forecast, which is twice a week, which is interview-based, and that's a different kind of show. But with this show, I'm very okay with the imperfections because as long as we focus on the fundamentals, a good message, good story, strong value, the rest of it will come with time. And so I'm assuming that my podcast guest, who I referred to earlier, is of the same opinion, that you know they'll splurge for a better website at some point. But for now, as long as clients are buying, as long as the fundamentals are strong and it's working, the website is fine the way it is. So I want you to think about one area of work where you're being a perfectionist and you're letting that perfectionism hold you back from putting something out there. Maybe you've got a project that's, you know, 80% done. Maybe it's a webinar. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's a course. Maybe it's some other marketing project or any other kind of project that you're waiting to become perfect before you release it. What I want you to do is I want you to think of that project and I want you to ship it out the door the way it is. I think what you'll find is that when you do that, that thing will actually get better when you put it out there. I mean, this is now, I think we're on episode 29 of Marketing Out Loud, and I think it's getting better. I think it's still, for me, I have high standards. It still has a long way to go, but I think it's getting better. And you know what? It would not have gotten better if I just sat around my office and thought about it for the last 30 episodes, right? It gets better because I'm putting it out there. I'm letting people engage with the ideas and I'm getting practice as well. So what I want you to do is think of that one project that you've been stalling on, that you're waiting for perfection to arrive on, and I want you to ship it. I want you to put it out there. And what'll happen is you'll get feedback, you'll become motivated, and you'll see some momentum, and then you'll want to go and do more of it. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.